And today's news clip comes from Fox Business, where Neil Cavuto and Divine Capital CEO Danny Hughes are discussing why companies like Home Depot and TJ Maxx are seeing such high returns right now.
And all this time, you probably thought Amazon was the only retailer making money. Then you get the news out of Home Depot, and the news out of TJ Maxx, of course. They went to TJ Maxx, Marshalls, all beating expectations, raising guidance, shares up over 10% in just the past year here. So reminders, even though there are fewer rather than the whole bunch, especially when you consider Macy's and Kohl's and JCPenney and all these other hurt and pups, that there are still retailers who can get the job done. But the very few, to Danny Hughes on that, Divine Capital CEO, what do you make of that? Between those who are getting it and making money, Danny, and those who are not?
It's all about value, Neil. I really think that the consumer is actually switching on their value button and thinking about, you know, if I'm going to be in my home after this real estate crash of 2008, 2009, I'm going to have to stay here for a long time. What's my smartest move? My smartest move is to fix up my house. So this has been a long story coming. In the same way, TJ Maxx is the same exact idea. People are looking for value. Consumers are looking for value. Amazon, exactly that same idea as well. You know, you're seeing value in things like Prime. You're getting more bang for your buck. So I think that's why people aren't going to the mall. They're not looking for the shishi-la-la luxury items. You know, they're looking more for building value over time, for now.
We're looking at this idea of folks putting money into deals, as it were, things that are letting them build up value. So not necessarily getting the best bang for their buck, but sometimes, in the case of Home Depot, building up the value of their home as an investment for the future rather than investing that money somewhere else.
And a lot of people are doing their own work now instead of paying someone else to do it. So therefore, the do-it-yourselfer goes to Lowe's and Home Depot.
Exactly.
I remember back in 2008, 2009, Home Depot and Lowe's were down about 80%. Their stock price was about 80% lower than it was now, because people were just throwing their hands up in the air and saying, I'm not even going to worry about my house anymore. Come take it, bank.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the bankruptcies are starting to increase though right now, and this is something that people aren't talking about, but consumer debt is increasing, and that's worrisome. But a lot of people are doing it themselves. Home Depot, it's busy as heck in there when you walk in there almost any day of the week.
Oh,
same
sure.
With Lowe's. And TJ Maxx, cheaper clothing, mm-hmm. name brands, Big Lots, stores like Big Lots. And Big
exactly.
Lots basically takes liquidated items or items that aren't made anymore and buys them in bulk and then sells them to you at a discount. And so those kind of stores are still doing well. I don't shop much anywhere besides Amazon myself, but which is crazy. I never thought, you know, when Amazon was first founded, no one even knew. There's this cool new bookstore online. It's called Amazon.com. I said, Amazon, that's a crazy name for a bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not books anymore, is it? It's everything. And it is a wild jungle out there in the retail world. So I don't know. You know, going forward, who knows what's going to happen, but a lot of people are doing it themselves. And unfortunately, when you do it yourself, many times you create more problems for someone you have to pay later to fix it.
And so it's one of those things where we see this curve go again and again, where folks who are experts, sort of amateur experts, will go ahead and fix their house up.
Well, Thomas, let's talk about your house. Have you been going to Home Depot or Lowe's yourself?
Oh, no, it's very true. Me and my wife are in a starter home. So a way that we have built up equity in our home, looking forward to selling it later, is going in, ripping out old carpet, putting in a higher grade of flooring, or putting new paint on the walls, new deck, those types of things. Absolutely.
Going and buying fertilizer and trying to do your own yard work?
Absolutely.
You know, when you look at it, a lot of times it is cheaper to pay someone, a professional, to come and do your yard work because they get a better discount on the fertilizer and the weed killer and that kind of thing. I live on the bottom of a hill on a cul-de-sac. So, and when they built my neighborhood, they didn't put a drainage pipe or whatever, that thing that all the water runs into.
Mm-hmm.
And we're right at the end of the cul-de-sac. So when it rains, all that water comes down from everybody else's yard into ours.
Oh, wow.
I canceled my yard service years ago, because I knew I was getting everybody else's fertilizer. So
if you
want to live on the bottom of a cul-de-sac that doesn't have a drainage pipe, you can get free fertilizer, put it that way. So we have the greenest grass in the neighborhood.
So the thing to watch here is making sure that even if you are looking to get more value than you were before, doing it yourself may be okay for today, but somewhere down the line, it may be worthwhile to sit down with a professional.
Well, I see this in the financial world a lot of times, and it's fun to do it yourself, but why not get a coach on your side to help you, run the ideas by him or her, and have them help you make the right decision financially, making sure you have a plan, and then them help you work that plan. And we see this nationally. A lot of people do need that coaching. And folks, you hear the show each and every week. We've got financial coaches in your area if you hear the show. why not give a call now and get that no-cost initial review of your situation and the plan going forward, a financial game plan for the rest of your life, having a coach on your side that you trust and that works with you. And let's do this for the next 50 callers. They can get a no-cost initial review with the coach in their area, Kit.
Well, great. The number to call is 800-604-1099. That's for the next 50 callers. Make sure that you leave your name, your email, and where you are in the country, and we'll put you in contact with your local financial coach. Even if you head into a Home Depot to try to put together a plan for yourself, there's still that project desk where you can go and get the help you need to make sure that you're not making a mistake and putting together a swing set upside down or an east wing on the west wing of your house. The number again to make sure you're sitting down with that local financial coach and knowing that you are on the right track to that successful retirement is 800-604-1099. Again, 800-604-1099. We'll be back in just a minute right here on the Financial Safari.
Did you know that you might save thousands of dollars by rolling your IRA into a Roth? To see if it would help you or to find out more great retirement planning suggestions, visit FinancialSafari.com. That's FinancialSafari.com.